This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The United Nations is organizing helicopters to drop food and supplies into southern Somalia. That's where whole communities have been cut off from the world by floods. The entire Horn of Africa has been hit by heavy rain in recent weeks. But for all the damage that's been done, the rain has delayed a military confrontation in Somalia, a confrontation between the transitional government and the Islamic Courts Union. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports.
The United Nations is buying its own helicopters to airdrop supplies to waterlogged Somalia. But coordinator Eric LaRoche has at least two problems on his hands: how to get the food and supplies to the Somalis who need them, and how to get out of Somalia alive.
It's very difficult to envisage any type of normal logistical means in times of emergency, such as helicopters, without being perceived as spying for one camp or the other. So I think the major principle of humanitarian principle of neutrality and impartiality are at the heart of our problem today.
Somalia, a country sacked by war that has been without a permanent government for the past 15 years, is now at what may be the precipice of yet another fight. Forces for the transitional government and other forces for the Islamist group that now controls the capital of Mogadishu are said to be digging ditches and keeping their powder dry for when the weather clears. But for the time being, LaRoche is expecting a food fight.
When you drop food to a certain place, then obviously people are going to fight to get this food. In the current environment and the political tension, no one can guess what is going to happen.
But this is not just an internal clash between two discrete parties. Ethiopia, which supports the transitional government, says it has hundreds of personnel already in Somalia as military consultants. But the Islamic Courts Union accuses the transitional government of being a fig leaf for thousands of Ethiopian soldiers and for Ethiopia's broader interests in the region. Islamist leaders say they won't negotiate or rest until the Ethiopians are gone.
I think they're danger close to going to war.
That's Matt Bryden. He's an expert on Somali affairs and the lead consultant on the current tensions for the International Crisis Group in Nairobi.
Their forces are in very close proximity on the ground. They've clashed several times in recent weeks. Their rhetoric is heating up. The Ethiopian Prime Minister said his forces are now prepared for war with the courts if it comes to that. The courts as well have had sufficient time to train and equip their forces. And the parallel track of dialogue and diplomacy seems to be going nowhere fast.
Peace talks in Khartoum have stalled. And now at the UN, a draft resolution is circulating that would call for the deployment of a regional force that would protect the transitional government, as well as a partial lifting of the arms embargo on Somalia to allow the transitional government to buy weapons. The United States supports the resolution, but Matt Bryden says it could push the Islamic courts into action.
The resolution is circulating in Mogadishu as elsewhere and is likely to be seen by the Islamic courts as a declaration of war. So I think the courts now, who have felt that time was on their side, will feel that after this resolution is passed, that time is working against them.
Somalia's neighbors, even distant ones, are also keeping a hand in the situation. A recent UN report says that Eritrea is backing the Islamic Courts Union, as well as some Arab nations. But some say the involvement of Ethiopia, which is largely Christian and a historic enemy of Somalia, may have a unifying effect on a variety of Somalis.
Every Somali insists has a common enemy. That common enemy is Ethiopia.
That's Aidan Keenan, an ethnic Somali politician and Islamic Courts supporter from northern Kenya. About 150,000 Somali refugees live in the north, within walking distance of Kenya's substantial population of ethnic Somalis. Elias Barre Shill is also an ethnic Somali and a former MP in Kenya's parliament. He says that northern Kenya has been tense ever since the early 1990s.
Even every herder had his own gun instead of walking with a stick. Pastoralists who are looking after the animals, like the people who are now tending their animals, like camel, goat, whatever it is. People are walking with Kalashnikov, 47 AK.
But Shill and others say that a fight presented by the Islamic courts as a war against Ethiopia will send more Somali refugees into Kenya. They think a war would also draw many Somali refugees already in Kenya back home to fight. But so far, there's been a rain delay in the action. Again, analyst Matt Bryden.
Well, in most of the Horn of Africa, people are praying for the end of the rains. In Somalia, the end of the rains is probably going to be the beginning of something much worse.
The weather forecast for southern Somalia predicts an 80% chance of thunderstorms on Saturday. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.